Well, hopefully you've had a good retreat season, retreat of Advent, and hopefully you've been able to take that time to enjoy the preparation time of Jesus coming. I think of, you know, usually when we have children ourselves and we have that preparation of the coming of Jesus Christ, usually there's a joyful spirit of having to paint the rooms, whether it's pink or blue. You know, and we have all this joyful preparation of the coming of a child. And as we look in this gospel reading, you know, there's a lot of things we could point out. I mean, I can go on and on. I just want to keep it a little bit simple this time. The very fact that John the Baptist leaps for joy. John the Baptist is in the womb of Elizabeth, and he leaps for joy at the presence of Jesus Christ. He acknowledges the person in the womb of Mary. And there is great joy. In John the Baptist, the revelation of Jesus Christ happens, though it doesn't happen quite yet to the rest of the world. One of the great things about Advent season is that we know who this child is. Before, back then, and 2,000 years ago, they didn't understand. The star didn't appear yet. The angel hasn't appeared to those three shepherd boys, or whoever, how many there are. And so we have that joyful expectation, the knowledge of the reality that God has entered the world for our salvation. A Savior has come. So we get to rejoice in that. Rejoice in our own hearts. We get to, in a certain sense, leap for joy within for the coming of the Savior. Question is, have we stopped? Have we leapt for joy in this joyful expectation of the child Jesus? Many of us have been preparing with the 33 days of preparation of the total consecration. Some of you are making it. Some of them probably are like, this is a lot. And maybe saying, oh, I haven't done everything. But that's okay. It's 33 days of preparation for the total consecration. And then the 34th day is the total consecration. So you can still jump in. But what have you done in preparation? Have you shut off the lights and turned nothing but the Christmas tree lights on and meditated on the coming of our Lord Jesus? Once Christmas happens, then we can meditate on the coming of our Lord Jesus. That's one of the great things. As Catholics, we know how to party, right? We got all Advent season to party, and then when Christmas happens, the whole world says, okay, the party's done. And the Catholics are like, no way. We got more than that. Actually, Christmas season isn't done until the feast day of John the Baptist. So we got all that time to rejoice in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he comes. And that's the reality. And so are we preparing inside, in our hearts? As Mary conceived Jesus in her womb, are we conceiving Jesus in our hearts this Advent season? In our souls? Are we preparing a place for him so that he can play in our hearts? We need to prepare that. There's a day and a half left, if that. So I encourage you to spend that time in prayer. Shut off the lights. Shut things down. Maybe if you got a little bit of time today, even if it's just an hour, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't care. Take that time. Take that time. You know, doing house chores, it never goes away. Don't make a difference anyways. Just take that little bit of time and allow our Lord Jesus to come in your hearts, to play in your hearts, to rejoice, so that you too, with John the Baptist, can leap for joy.